Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back, or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunt, hey, it is Tarot Tuesday, so we are doing spreads for March 12th to the 19th. All signs are welcome since they are collective. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also reverse the energetic rules as you see fit to your current timeline. Do not make this fit. If I'm not picking up on your energy, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. All right, so our readings include today a spiritual weekly energy insight. We're also going to be doing messages from the spiritual realm, and at the end, you will find messages from whoever is currently on your mind regarding love. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, we are going to start off Tarot Tuesday with some spiritual weekly insight. See what we need to know, energetic-wise, what we need to hear, be aware of. Or may need clarification on. Depends what comes through with spirits, alright? So I'm going to be using the classic tarot deck to get some weekly spiritual insight. We're currently outside in Mother Nature getting these sun downloads and really enjoying this beautiful day we're having. Alright. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know, hear, or be aware of, or need clarification on for this week. Please and thank you. Alright, clarification. 111 on the timer. Alright, so what do we have coming in, ancestors, guardians, and guides? First card out is Strength Upright. So you may be exhibiting some type of moral courage. And this could be, you know, learning to work with your own instinctive nature and listening to its call and what it's whispering. And this could also suggest, you know, having faith in oneself, because whatever you're doing is paying off in the long run. And it's like, there's this energy where self-control needs to be balanced as well. So patience and strength may be required for some forward pursuit that you're currently about to embark on. Alright. It's a major arcana as well, so it's going to be something major. Okay, now we have the Two of Wands reversed. So this position suggests that you may be in for some type of surprise. Alright, there's an element to surprise. Okay, but we're going to see what's surrounding this Two of Wands, what this surprise could be. Okay, the Chariot, Major Arcana upright. So there's a need for some type of control, whether it be for... Alright. You better get that confirmation right there. Alright, this is... Alright. Wow. It's a whole squawk of crows. Alright. Bless up, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. So, there could be some type of inner conflict or some type of situation with people in life. And once you resolve whatever this conflict is, it's like... there's going to be some type of forward movement once this, whatever this may be, cleared up. But the Chariot does reveal some type of journey, which is most likely being progression of some sort, right? So you could be working for some type of success. Alright, what else we got going on, Spirit? Two more cards. Minor Arcana, the Ace of Cups upright, indicates, you know, basically starting a new beginning, and we just had that new moon. So it's like a new, a love, a one-on-one relationship of some sort, of some kind. But something is coming up with previous unfelt emotions that are coming into play. And perhaps, you know, this could be resulting in a relationship in some sort of new way. The ace can also be like a birth of a child or a birth of a new creation idea. And we're coming up in here in spring solstice, spring equinox, fertility. Energy is really here with either physical birth or birth of new creation and ideas. And you know, this is, alright, let's give one more card, closing card spirit. Okay, another major on the board, the Magician reversed. So there could be something that's trying to be changed, or you're trying to change something. Spirit wants you to know, don't rush into anything and changing something very drastically all of a sudden, because you need to prepare in a practical or logistical way, and you may need to have some type of patience with the situation so things can progress in a proper manner and work out properly for you. So it's looking like, you know, you got three majors on the board, so there's a lot of different changes that are coming up, and you know, you're going to be leading forward with some forward movement and listening into your intuitions and what that may be suggesting, and having this element of surprise where we have the Chariot and, you know, the Magician and the Ace of Cups along with the Two of Wands. So, you know, make sure you're taking it at a steady pace, whatever you're embarking on this week. And that's what I have for you from Spirit. Now we're going to jump into some spiritual messages from your ancestors, guardians, and guides. Welcome to your second segment of the podcast, where we're going to get some spiritual messages. We're going to get some messages from the spiritual realm who would like to come through and convey something from your ancestors, your guardians, guides of the Most High. All right. Alright, we're going to start off with the Spirit deck. No, actually, we're going to start off with the Cupid's arrow. And just get a little insight of the energy that the spiritual realm is bringing in for the collective this week. Alright, what does this have to pertain to, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High? The energy pertaining to ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High this week for the collective. What do they need to know or hear? What is this energy? Divine timing. So everything is happening for your higher purpose during this week. Well, all together anyway, right? All right. What else do we have, Spirit? Alright. What else do we have, Spirit? Okay. And we have put in the work. So, there's this energy of something happening at the proper time when it's supposed to, and taking some type of forward action to help really achieve those goals and to really pave the path for building whatever that may be that you're seeking or wanting to get to, in a way. Alright, let's get some messages from the spiritual conversation deck and see what ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High would like to convey during this time. Alright, let's see what we got coming through. Alright, let's see what we got. Okay, we have light. So, your imagination It's so much like, imagine yourself as being composed of energy and light, because in reality, that's precisely what you are, and you are very powerful as a being, and people are attracted to your brilliance. And at this time, you know, it's really a time to remember how vibrant you actually are. And again, look, the symbology here is like birds of some sort. So the crows that were bypassing could have been a confirmation. But there's a need to ground yourself. It looks like you kind of been distracted, unfocused, maybe tired, irritated, or impatient of some sort. And you could be feeling ungrounded. Alright, so again, you hear the birds. I just had to stop for a moment. I would just receive some dolphin gifts, so forgive me for that. So dolphins could be a symbol for someone out there. Alright, now let's get some more messages. So there may, again, like I said, there's something in dealing with birds here. And really finding that energy to ground yourself, but remembering that you are of the light. But you may have had some type of distraction along the way. What else do we have, Spirit? Okay, and then we have Hello from Heaven. Your loved ones in the spirit world want you to know that they are connecting with you. And as much as you want to connect with them, they are also open and receptive to this energy. And they're sending you a lot of signs and synchronicities, symbols, just to show you how much they love you and to prove that they are with you during this time. So again, you can be picking up on birds, dolphins, seeing feathers here. What else, Spirit? Embrace the moment. So we have embrace this moment, this day. Think positively today and repel negative thoughts. Try not to judge yourself or others. This may be harder than you think. What is actually happening to you is changing your energy. So there, again, there is something that's changing. But Spirit wants you to not, you know, judge anything that's happening and let it the current energy unfold naturally. What else do we have, Spirit? And we have stay connected. We are born connected to the spirit world and often the divine source, but yet many of us have the tendency to pull away from that connection as our journey through life in this physical world. Now it's important for you to reconnect to the source. So again, Spirit is pointing out there are a lot of distractions and that they would like you to start grounding yourself and remembering who you are, why you came, and what you possess in your own unique individuality. You have a lot of past loved ones here, angels, guides, ancestors here, guiding, watching out for you, and wanting to connect. And they want you to know that they are open to this. So whenever it is that you decide you would like to have interaction, they are more than welcome to that energy. All right, let's see what else we get here. We'll get two more messages. I'm here, note three. Okay. We have self-love. Now's the time to heal yourself, love yourself, and nurture yourself. Self-love is just a simple state of mind. It's not so much about really anything else, but to feel good in a state of appreciation for yourself, where you grow and you mature from actions that you've taken to help support your body, mind, and soul. So, you know, the spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High want you to take time out to love on yourself, appreciate how far you came, and to remember, you know, that you are very important and they know what you possess and they want you to remember that as well. And we have stand your ground. Standing your ground is empowering, confident, building actions from time to time Now's the moment when you need to stand your ground. You know what to do, and you know what to do, and you know you can do it. By doing so, you will be victorious. So they are coming through saying, you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, but you're pulling away from it. There could be a lot of outside noise, distractions, and they want you to find that balance, that grounding moment where, you know, you remember about self. And it's like, there's a feeling of knowing, see, outside noise. There's a feeling of knowing what you're supposed to be doing, but it's almost like you don't want to do it at this moment. But again, spirit, whatever this is, divine time and putting in the work are the two energy cards that we pulled from the Cupid's arrow. And at the bottom of the deck, we have just asked. There are many here in spirit, in this world, in this realm. We are made up of the divine source, your loved ones, your friends, your guides, your angels, spirit helpers, who are waiting for you to ask, and they will assist. We are the spiritual team. It says, and all that you have to do is ask for help and guidance. So, it's all about, you know, just the remembrance. Alright, get one more card and then a closing card. But spirit is wanting you to put the work in, the effort, you know, and to know that whatever is happening is unfolding in a natural divine time. We have receive. It says you are a kind and loving soul who constantly reaches out and gives to others. But now is not the time for you to learn how to graciously give. Just as the ebb of the flow of the tides, the art of giving and receiving, the natural law and order of the universe. So it also looks like you've been giving out a lot. But in the spiritual realm, they are saying you can't keep giving graciously because it throws off balance. If you are the one always giving and not receiving, that throws off the balance of the natural tide and its wave. So just as the currents pull and push, you know, there just can't be a whole bunch of, you know, pulling, and there's no push behind it. So, and at the bottom of the deck, we have study. So spirit has its own special way of letting you know it's time to study again. From time to time, it's important to go back and learn, whether that's learning through old things, new ways, or learning something totally new. That's the opportunity to really expand your mind. So again, spirit's coming through, relaying, hey, these are the signs that we're giving you to let you know that it's time to jump on back in and see what we got in store. So that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your ancestral guardians and guides messages. Well, hello, collective, and welcome to your last segment of the podcast, where we are going to be getting some love messages regarding who is currently on your mind. I'll be using five different decks, the Cupid's arrow, to get a little preview on the connection. Then I will be getting clarification for those cards pulled from Mysterine Love Romance Angels. Then we'll be getting some insight on your person from the Island Time Wellness, alongside conversation cards from the Love Tarot and the Love Oracle. Alrighty. So remember, only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to move the energetic roles as you see fit in your timeline. And if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. Alright, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to hear and know regarding love and whoever is currently on their mind. Okay, we have stress that just popped out. Okay, so there could be some type of, let me adjust this real quick. There could be some type of cleansing and detoxing from unnecessary commitments. But there looks like it's some type of stress regarding a connection. What else, Spirit? Okay, and then we have communication. So receiving and expressing some type of truth. So there could be stress regarding some type of communication with you this week regarding Love's collective. All right. So it looks like, you know, there is some type of energy here that is calling for some type of cleansing of anything that you are connected to that may be bringing in some type of stress regarding some type of communication. Take the energy how it resonates, but you know, you also have problems or solving issues here. I was about to, well, same difference, right? And under that, we have soulmates. So it's looking like there's some type of solving of issues with maybe conflicts or others, or healing some type of past issue. It doesn't look like you're in connections with this person at this moment, because there is stress regarding communication and resolving some type of issues here. Okay. All right. Now we're going to get some clarification from the Serene Love Angels deck. We'll get some clarification. Okay. So we have romantic feelings here. So, okay. There must be some romantic feelings coming up this week for you, collective, regarding this. Oh, okay. We have worth waiting for and separation. Okay. So we have romantic feelings under stress. We have communication under separation and resolving issues worth the wait. So it's looking so far like someone is a past lover or connection wants to come in this week and make some type of communication, but there is stress regarding some type of romantic feelings that you and this person may share, because when it comes to communication, there is like this stress type of feeling that is coming in regarding the separation. But there's, it's looking like the separation was needed in some type of way here. But it's like resolving issues is also here. So it looks like, you know, under that we have worth the wait. So divine timing as it is at work in the love area of your life. All right, so now let's get some insight on your person's energy. But it's looking like so far this week, somebody is stressing about making communication with you and coming to some type of a solution and resolution for some type of misconnection, because they are feeling some type of romance energy this week regarding a separation. And they feel like it's, you know, worth the wait. All right. What is the energy that we have coming in for the collective regarding the person? What is the energy around their person, spirit, please and thank you? All right. We have healthy choices. So making healthy choices and loving life, having some self-love, self-care. So it looks like your person's trying to make some better choices regarding this connection and to move into some type of energy space where they can connect with you. All right, and we also have Axe here. So again, coming under communication and separation, we have Axe, breakup, separation, to stop a pattern from repeating itself. Again, the same thing. All right, what else do we have, spirit? Yeah, and we have coffee cup. Someone wanting to meet up, you know, really embrace the energy, savor every little moment just like you would some type of a delicious dessert, or you know, a really good coffee of some sort, right? Or tea maybe. but this person's wanting to link up and express some type of communication and chat to resolve some type of miscommunication or disconnect between both of you. And then we have the butterfly at the bottom of the deck. So being feeling that lightness and finding out things, something's coming to light here, okay, regarding this connection. But, you know, it's looking like there's a lot of stress. Someone's having some type of emotions and wanting to express them, but not sure how to communicate. And, you know, we have, if we go down the line, we have stress, romantic feelings, and healthy choices. So this person is attempting to make some type of healthy choice to reconnect with you. But then we have communicate, separation, and ex. Okay, then we have resolving issues, waiting, and then coffee shop. So it's looking like this person is trying to figure out what they can do to come out of separation. They want to resolve something from the past. And it was a moment of it all. Okay, let's get some love messages from your person. Communication from your person, rather. Love messages will be coming up next with the Love Oracle. Let's see what your person would like to say. What would the collective person like to communicate during this time of separation? We have it's on. I see you looking all good and moving on. I don't care who you're with or talking to. I'm better and I will compete for you. So this person feels like there's some type of competition going on to try to receive your love of some sort. They're looking at it from a very like, oh yeah. So, and then it says, is it true? Please tell me. You have to keep going. All right. Then we have unblock me. So you may even have this person blocked on social media, any type of anywhere where you could be getting a hold of someone at. You have them blocked on whatever that may be. And then we have attention of others. I'm addicted to the attention of others. I love feeling wanted and needed. I don't feel whole without it. So again, this is coming like from kind of an ego-based energy here. This person, you know, is really like seeking the attention of others for some type of validation. Okay. And then we have, you're so special. You truly are divine. I never felt energy like this before, and I cannot get enough. And underneath of that, we have unclear. I don't know how I feel. How should I feel? Okay. Let's get some love messages from your person. So it looks like you have this person blocked, and now they feel like they are in some type of one mission. It's almost like a one mission type of energy, like, oh yeah, it's on. We're in a competition, but there is no competition. But this person didn't get that notice or something. So they're like in this competition with, like, I guess nobody. It says, is it my negativity keeping me away from you? So this person is questioning their ways of doing things, some of their motives behind things. And this could also be here with healthy choices. So this person can be discovering that maybe that they aren't going about things in the best way. And it says, I don't think I deserve you. So this person's like a little iffy here about the connection, like about because there's some type of negative energy that they bring. They don't feel like maybe they're good enough, Then we have, I've been watching you from every source, so this person cannot get in contact with you, but they are watching you, keeping notes, taking tabs. And then it says, I'm trying to find my way back to you. So this person is trying to, man, these cards are coming out crazy, man. Then it says, I've been giving you love and dedication, and even though you don't see it, I do. Okay, so this person feels like they're dedicated still to you, even though they're not in a connection with you. Well, be on the lookout for that this week, collective. You may be having, and I mean, truly, Mercury shadow phase, you know. So there will be a lot of people coming back from the past wanting to make communication, stir up some stuff, some shit. All right, so make sure you're staying balanced and all that jazz. Now we will have upcoming Friday. There's going to be a bunch of guides put out with tips, recommendations, ritual recommendations, all that good jazzy fun for these beautiful transits that are yet to come. But we'll be here in a very short blink of an eye. All right, collective, that's what I have for you regarding your readings for this Tuesday. So remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time.